Japan Makes Me Scared, a podcast to the chilling realm of Japanese horror stories. My name is Junpei, and I will invite you to the mysterious world of Kaiden, exploring spine-tingling experiences that have haunted Japan. Konbanwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Makes Me Scared. I'm Junpei, your host, and I'm going to share various horror, scary stories of Kaiden in this podcast. As an introduction today, I would like to talk about what is prohibited in Japan. To narrow down the range, I'll talk about what is voided in the use of chopsticks at the mealtime. Eating with chopsticks, I know this is no longer the privilege of Asians alone, but it is a daily routine for many people around the world. There's nothing wrong with grabbing food with these chopsticks and bringing it to your mouth. However, it is considered bad practice when someone grabs food with chopsticks directly from another person's chopsticks. The reason for this is that in Japan, when someone dies, they're usually cremated, which means that the body is completely burned and the remaining ashes are put in a pot and kept in a grave. When the body is burned, some bones are left in ashes and we use chopsticks to place them in the pot. The people there pass the bone directly from chopsticks to chopsticks. Because of this custom, passing food directly between chopsticks at meals is strongly avoided. It is an example of a meal, but I feel that Japan generally tends to avoid things like this that reminds you of death. For example, as I mentioned before in a previous episode, numbers such as 4 and 9 are considered unlucky numbers in Japan. This is because the sound of 4 and 9, when read in Japanese, the same as death and nagune. Drawing the line between life and death in everyday life, it's kind of a sensitive issue for the Japanese people in general. Today's story is about a strange family that has little to do with this line between life and death. Alright, let's move on to the storytelling then. Episode 16, Abikubi Family. The original story is from Toshiyuki Tanaka. It's got a weird and unusual job title, Kaiden Teller and Occult Collector. As well as sharing several Kaiden stories, it's been collecting some occult things like cursed dolls and ghost paintings. He has many unique Kaiden stories, so I'm sure I'll be talking about more of his stories again in the future. But today, I would like to share the most famous story of all. This story won him a Kaiden competition and was a monumental start to his career as a Kaiden teller. He heard this story from his friend, Keikun. From here, I will describe I as Keikun for convenience. At the time, I was really into fishing. More specifically, night fishing was a thing, so I would take my girlfriend out to various spots to enjoy fishing at night. The place was a secret spot I heard about from a fellow fisherman. It was a bit far from a city center, and there was no good access by public transport. So we decided to go there by car. We left the house around midnight and drove for a while. And we arrived at the spot around 2 a.m. It was a lonely beach with no houses around. I parked the car in a parking lot just next to the sea. The area was completely quiet in nature, the perfect environment for night fishing. We started fishing straight away then. But about half an hour, we still hadn't heard any bite. If I was alone, I could have waited as long as I wanted. You know, I like fishing, so waiting's not a problem at all. But my girl, she looked so bored. So to change the mood, I said, "Do you want something to drink? I go and buy some." When we arrived at the spot, I remember seeing a vending machine not far away from the parking lot. So I left her there alone and went to get drinks. I bought some juice and came back. Then I could see that she was chatting with some strangers. When I joined her, I discovered she was talking with a family of four. There was a father and mother, sister and a brother. Kids seemed about the age of elementary school students. That's weird. I didn't see any sign of people around here just a few minutes ago. I was feeling something suspicious about them. And you remember? This fishing spot was in a remote place, so you need a car to get there. Plus, it was almost 3 or 4 a.m. Even more suspicious. The father said they lived nearby. He also said, "You don't fish much here, right? I know a better place, so do you want to come with us?" His tone was polite, but I was somehow hesitating to respond yes. First of all, I had just met this family, so they were strangers and we didn't know them very much. And more than anything, I didn't know why, but I still felt something strange about that family. I thought it would be better to be honest with myself. "Thanks for the invite, so nice of you, but we are..." I was telling words to refuse then. "Sure, let's go, let's go, let's go." My girlfriend interrupted me and said yes to the offer of the family. She's usually so quiet and wasn't acting like this, but she forcefully asked me to come. In the end, I gave in to her and decided to go with the family. The family went in front of us and we were following them. The father kept saying, "This way, this way." We walked at a slow pace, but I could feel that it was getting darker and darker around us without less light. At that time, I casually looked at the father's back. Then I realized why I'd been feeling strange all along. Normally, tags are hidden on the back of the clothes, but on fathers, it's visible on the outside. You know what I mean? He's wearing his clothes inside out. I also look at his trousers and then realize he was wearing them inside out too. I was shifting my eyes from mother, daughter, and son. They were all the same. The whole family was wearing their clothes inside out. There's a Japanese custom of doing things completely opposite to what they're supposed to be. We call it sakasagoto in Japanese. We usually do this to distinguish between the dead and the living. For example, the kimono on the dead person is put on the left front. Or to wear tabi socks, which are Japanese socks with each finger pocket separated. They are the same. Right and left should be the opposite to each other for the dead. I knew this custom, so I had a hunch at that time. the two of us continue to follow this family, we end up in a terrible situation. So I whisper in my girlfriend's ear, "Hey, let's not follow them. We need to leave right now." "What do you mean? Why?" She wasn't happy, but I forcefully grab her arm and we run away. Then we go to the car. I put her inside as quickly and I got in the driver's seat myself. She seemed mad, saying, "Hey, why are you running away? It's gonna be fun with the new sport." But I said, "Did you not notice? They were all wearing their clothes inside out. Trousers, skirts, even shoes. That isn't just right."
Esugoi!
Her voice was unnaturally high and she sounded over-impressed and started clapping with the back of her hands. And... she started laughing in high-tone voice I'd never heard before. That made me terrified to my core. I put the car into drive. But even though I pushed the accelerator, the car didn't move forward. Instead, the car started moving backwards. It was like we're being pulled into the sea.
"Hey, we're going to fall into the sea."
I was almost shouting at my girlfriend in the passenger seat. But she said, with vacant impression on her face,
"Don't worry, we're moving forward."
And then she suddenly fainted.
"Hey, what's going on?"
I completely lost it and stepped on the accelerator again and again. Then finally, the car started to move normally. We were able to leave the spot. When I looked in the rearview mirror, the family was standing there and looking at us. And their faces? Not angry, not smiling. They seemed somewhat sad. After a while driving, my girlfriend woke up. She remembered that we met the family, but she didn't have any memory of what happened after. Oshimai. Thank you very much for listening to the story. Hope you like it as well. By the way, the title of this episode, Abekube, this is a Japanese word meaning everything is exactly its opposite, including position, orientation, order. And I think this word is an accurate description of that spooky family. Anyway, as usual, we've got some mysteries here, so let me share my theories. First of all, what was that family? As it's mentioned in the story, you know they're doing everything in an opposite way to what it's supposed to be, so we can assume that they were not living people. Then, why did they die? This is just my imagination, but I believe they probably had a family suicide. You may have heard or seen in films that one way of committing suicide is to enter the water while in the car. So my theory is that they may have driven near the fishing spot and the whole family jumped straight into the sea. A sunken car might be hard to find if you don't know it's there. Maybe the family is still under the sea and are trying to take people to their side. And how Keikun's girlfriend was saying, "We're moving forward." But the car was actually going backward to the direction of the sea. I suppose she was kind of possessed by the family at the time, so everything looked kind of opposite. Remember Sakasegoto? That we do everything in an opposite way to distinguish the dead and living? I don't know how the world looks like from that point of view, but at least for Keikun's girlfriend, everything looked normal, but exactly the opposite in real life. By the way, there are also other Kaidan stories about this Sakasegoto. And actually, my wife also experienced some spooky thing about it. So I hope to present another episode featuring Sakasegoto things in the near future. Anyway, do you have any theories on this story? I've got a Discord channel where anybody can join and share thoughts and theories. Of course, I'll be there as well. I'm gonna leave the link in the description, so please join and enjoy the interaction if you would. This podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, is available on almost all popular podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or Amazon Music. Also, if you push the follow button on the app of your choice. First of all, for me, it'll be a huge support and motivation. And for you, you will not miss notifications for future episodes. Now please consider following my podcast as well. Alright, we're getting close to the end, so let me say one thing. Arigatou gozaimasu, again, for listening to my podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, and sayonara, for more cheer and thrills next time. Bye!